from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Good friend, Eric Pincus, Bleacher Report. For our money, this is one of the best people on planet Earth to talk to when there's like confusing cap, NBA, second apron, anomics type questions that are very, very difficult. So we bring in Eric Pincus to do that right now. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks for doing it. Let's jump right into this. Can you explain to us dumb people when the Warriors hard capped themselves at $189 million yesterday, what does that mean for their flexibility in this marketplace?
Well, we're assuming, and I still need to see the final, what they did. You know, it's all theoretical right now. But assuming that they sent cash out, which is money in trade, they can't go over what's called the second apron. So just to give the listeners like some very basic concepts, the league doesn't want teams to overspend for a lot of reasons. Some of them good. We could debate whether they're good or bad. But the Warriors have been one of the most egregious spenders. And so if you spend too much, there's a tax, whatever, cost the owner money, no one cares, right? I mean, fans don't care. And it doesn't impact the team in terms of flexibility. Where it does is when you get to these aprons, because now what we're going to do is we're going to take away tools. We're going to take away what you can use to build your team. And that is where it hurts, and that's where it's hurting the Warriors. So if they did do this, that means that they are committing not to go over a certain line. But their owner has been talking, at least previously in the last few months, about staying below the luxury tax itself, because they've been spending so much money. It's like, maybe they're recognizing it's time to go in a different direction, let Clay go, et cetera. So I think what we're seeing is their commitment to some level of financial sanity, but it also means that, they can trade Chris Paul, they could re-sign Clay, but they're going to have a hard limit in what they can do. And the market seems to be favorable for Clay to go to a team like Orlando, Philadelphia, I don't know, somewhere where he's able to get enough money that it's worth leaving, breaking up the Splash Brothers. And while sentimentally, I think most people want the work to stay together, it's business. And it looks like that may be the direction that we're headed.
More on the Clay destination possibilities in just a moment. But if they do shed the Chris Paul contract, either just outright refusing it or trading it, how much actual room would they have underneath that luxury tax to go out and do something?
So, I mean, it depends if we're saying that luxury tax or the apron, right? So the luxury tax itself, which is just a penalty for the owners and doesn't impact their flexibility necessarily, is supposed to be about 171. And the second apron, which is the one that in theory they locked in, is about 190, a little bit under, right? You said 189. We'll call it 190 just for So let's round down 170 to 190. They can spend in that range. Now they may stop at 171, 170 and say, we want to be under, but they only have, I mean, it doesn't sound, you know, only, but you're paying Steph Curry almost $56 million, but they only have like Andrew Wiggins at about 26 and Draymond Green at about 24. Everyone else is making under 10. So they do have the flexibility to keep Clay maybe in like the, if they want to stay under the tax, $18 million range, but if they would just want to stay under that second apron, they can spend whatever they need to. So they do have the flexibility to keep this group together outside of Chris Paul. I think what they're looking at potentially is maybe trading Chris and maybe even doing a sign and trade with Clay or trading out Andrew Wiggins. But the problem, you know, you just have to be aware of, and there certainly are, is that they have a hard spending limit at a certain line. So they can keep that group together. You still have some young guys, Pajemski, Jonathan Kuminga, some younger players that have been growing with them, and maybe they kind of commit to a hybrid of, you know, old, you know, Steph is Steph, but we're going to commit a little bit to be a little younger.
All right. So let's play with some actual names here. Eric Pincus, Bleacher Report, Capologist, NBA with us here on 95.7 The Game. Let's say, because I think this is what us Warrior fans think is going to happen right now. Let's say Clay signs with a different team. Let's say Chris Paul is no longer on the roster, whether that be through a trade or what have you. Let's say both are gone. What kind of room is available for specific names? What do you think Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is going to get? Would he fit? Could he fit and Paul George if Paul is acquired in a trade?
Right. Well, I mean, if we just say, let's say that they just say, all right, Clay, love you. It's been great. See ya. And they say, Chris Paul, no trade. We're going to waive you. And they're keeping Kevon Looney. At this point, even if they don't keep Kevon Looney, they don't have any real money to spend, but they do have what's called the mid-level exception. They would have the large one that's just under 13. So that would be their spending power to add one guy to replace everybody they let go. That's about it. Maybe you have $5 million here and you have some minimums and stuff. That's without trade. And so it is a potential path. Is it what they do? I don't know. I think what we're seeing, because they delayed the cut-down date for Chris, which was supposed to be in the, you know, I believe today or tomorrow.
So they pushed
it back a little bit. And that's something that Chris Paul has to agree to do, by the way. It's not something the team can do unilaterally. You know, for Chris, the upside of pushing it back is, hey, maybe they trade me, and by doing so, maybe they guarantee me $30 million. So, yeah, push it back. I mean, find me a trade. It's worth waiting a week or whatever to find out. If they were to say combining Wiggins and Chris Paul, or I don't know, Chris Paul and Gary Payton II, you start going down the list, Kuminga or whatever, you could chase a Paul George. You could chase somebody else. Paul George is the name that has been linked to the Warriors. The idea being he's older, so you're not like, you know, you're not like reinventing the wheel here, but the idea is that he has more left and is more versatile than Clay. He's a better defender than Clay still. He's a bigger body, and he's a very good shooter. I watched him closely with the Clippers, and like a third of the games, you're watching the best player in the league. A third of the games, you're watching a guy who just has no legs. So, and, you know, the other third is probably a mixed bag where, like, he wows you at times, and then, like, whatever happened to Paul George? Wasn't he having a great game? And you get to the fourth, and you're like, oh, forgot about him. But then there are other games where he's just, like I said, incredible. So the Warriors are good at, you know, taking care of their players, and maybe that's a pathway. Now, the Clippers and Clippers and Paul George are trying to figure it out. Is there a pathway forward? He would have to opt in, probably, to make that happen. There are all kinds of combinations of ways of doing it. But, you know, I think Paul would rather stay on the west of the country versus going to, like, Philadelphia. I don't know if Orlando's interested or not, but the teams that have money are basically those two plus Detroit. So if he could find his way to, say, Golden State, just an hour flight, right? It's about an hour. That's an easy thing to do. Family's here. You can make it work. Whereas if you're going to Philadelphia, that's like, yeah, you want to see your kids, you probably got to move them with you. And so that's a whole, you know, uprooting them and all of that. So we'll have to wait and see. But the good news, we're going to know pretty dang soon. This is my favorite part of the year. It's the best time of the year is when we start to get these answers instead of running hypotheticals 24/7.
Yeah, us too, Eric. We've been doing this since the Warriors came up short against Sacramento. It's been 2 months of what if, and here we are on the precipice of it. The Chris Paul contract, $30 million, if it's guaranteed and then traded, what can the receiving team do with Chris Paul that makes it worth their while to take a 39-year-old backup point guard and not have to pay him $30 million?
Well, you know, it's very fluid and complicated. And the basic way of looking at it is that the Warriors have the benefit that they can increase the amount of the guarantee to whatever's needed to make a trade. Now, that could be, I ran some projections like Paul Georgie type things, and it looked like in the neighborhood of 20-something million, at which point it's basically like the whole thing. You're not just going to cut Chris Paul to save $8 million at that point. You know what I mean? In most cases, that wouldn't make sense for a team getting Chris Paul. I don't think any team looks at Chris Paul today and says he's a $30 million player. Or in this example, let's say you guarantee 20. You just have to guarantee enough to make the math work, but it may be too much. So if it's like $8 million, sure. If it's $20 million, well, now it's like a commitment. And the team taking in Chris has to account for the full 30. It counts as whatever's guaranteed for the Warriors going out. It counts for whoever is getting Chris at the full amount. So it's not like an even number. And that can cause just all kinds of mess. But you get third teams. It's very common for multiple team trades. You know, I have fun. I spend all day, every day, trying to figure these things out. I came up with the Tim Hardaway Jr. Grimes trade in 10 minutes about a month ago when I was figuring out what Dallas was going to do. And it happened. So, like, these things are doable. But it's just, you know, getting commitments is the hardest part. And so, yeah, I think they have potential. I think, you know, the Warriors with Chris Paul can make a move. The team acquiring him is probably doing it because they're getting out of a number or somehow they're incentivized. If you're getting Jonathan Kuminga and you have to pay Chris Paul a certain amount this year and it's part of your budget, you have to pay that money anyway, then it's like, yeah, great. We get Jonathan Kuminga. We can give him an extension. Maybe the Warriors are too far apart. I'm just making up stuff. You know, yeah. Not saying that's the case. But, you know, you could definitely see, just random, like Charlotte or Detroit. Detroit has cap room. Let's say they take Chris Paul and Kuminga and the Warriors get Paul George and the Clippers get something that makes it worth their while. That is theoretically a way that the Pistons are getting a player that they can immediately extend who they say is part of their core. And I don't know that they feel that way, but that's just an example of the kind of stuff that is ways to get around these complex rules. And it's why teams like Charlotte and Detroit and maybe Orlando and maybe even Philadelphia are really important, because they have cap room, because they have that basically what you would call ultimate flexibility. And the Nets have a little flexibility. They have some trade exceptions. The Raptors have a Bruce Brown contract that's about $22 million, $23 million in that range. There's all these like little ways to find something to make it work. And I think the Warriors have to scour every bit of that right now.
Okay. Eric Pincus, Bleacher Report with us. I want to circle back on two Paul George related things, but I want to pass along some breaking news first, in that the Atlanta Hawks have traded DeJounte Murray to the New Orleans Pelicans in exchange for Larry Nance Jr. and two first round picks. Pelicans send Larry Nance Jr. and two first round picks to the Hawks for DeJounte Murray, and Dan Dibley's dreams have died.
I had a DeJounte question for you, Eric, but I guess that goes away.
That's
sorry
gone.
About that.
Yeah. So anyway, let's go back to Paul George. You said something that I didn't miss this now. Did you just say that in a third of his games he looks like he's got no legs?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch, if you talk to any Clipper fans, you know, I'm covering Lakers and Clippers in L.A. He is an older guy, and there are times he just doesn't have legs. And then there are times where you're like, man, Paul George is so good. Like, you watch him, you're like, he's so smooth. He gets that shot off of everyone. He can defend at any, you know, basically 1 through 4. And you're like, man, how is this guy not like an MVP candidate? And then another third of the games, you're like, is Paul even playing today? So, you know, look at the game logs. He was an all-star this year. I'm not crapping on him. He's a special player. It's just, and if you have a Steph Curry, like, the Clippers had other issues going on that were beyond Paul George. So,
sure.
You know, if you want to say, like, not you, but in general, if someone's saying the Clippers never won with Paul George and Kawhi, like, 85% of that was that Kawhi wasn't there, and I think 1 year Paul wasn't. So it is what it is. Like, he's a really talented player. He's got great size. I love watching him play. But he is not, you're not getting a 26-year-old in his prime player. You're getting someone in their 30s. And with that, you know, as you know, you have mileage. But also, if you only have Steph for a couple of years, maybe he stays longer. But, like, if you're just trying to make sure you give the, you know, Steph the best chance and the fans the best chance to get the most out of, you know, one of the best players of all time, and obviously, you know, the best shooter of all time, then it makes sense, and I get it. And I think the Clippers are hesitant to commit to Paul, clearly are, because they've been talking an extension for, forever. Haven't gotten it done.
So, Eric, with that in mind, I want, like, you can certainly expand with your answer, but give me a yes or no, because I think that this is the Warrior fan dream right now. Is this possible? So, Chris Paul is involved in the trade in some form that brings Paul George. Andrew Wiggins is either also involved or traded in some other deal. Klay Thompson walks. Paul George is acquired. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is signed. Jonathan Kuminga's still on the team. Is that absurd or is that possible?
Well, the signing part is the issue. So it would have to be like sign and trade.
Okay. Okay. But are we in the realm of a possibility some way, somehow?
I would have to run the numbers. I would say, like, in theory, there are ways to get things like that. You might be probably getting out of Gary Payton, probably getting out of Looney. So, in other words, getting the numbers down, you're basically looking at the Nuggets and them saying, we're not ready to stay in these upper apron levels. We're committing to, you know, we're going to let KCP at his age, over 30, we're going to let him go, and we're going to get back some younger player. You know, maybe, you know, make up, like, they're getting the Kuminga, or they're getting something young that makes it worthwhile for them.
Moses Moody.
Someone who gets, fine, yeah. Moody, fine.
Okay.
Okay, and it may be a first in there as well.
Yes.
Right, or whatever. So, I mean, look, again, KCP is not exactly young, but he does have a high demand. That's the other thing, is there's a demand, so the Warriors have to pay him enough to offset what some other team might be offering just straight up with money. So maybe Philly, who has money, says, okay, well, if the Warriors can't afford 19 or 20 starting, we'll do 21. We'll do 22. So, you know, it is in KCP's best interest to maximize this opportunity. So, yes, there's going to the Warriors. Sounds great. Playing with Steph, I'm sure he'd like the idea. However, you know, he's got to cash in at what is maybe the best chance he's ever had to earn, because he's always sort of been underpaid relative to what he does, at least from his point of view. I know that's how he's felt. A lot of times he's been caught. I mean, he's had a great career. He's got championship. He's got two championships, and he's made a lot of money, but he never really, really cashed in as much as he would have liked. And so, yeah, I think, is it possible? Is there a way to math all of this? Absolutely. I'd have to go through it diligently. You know, the challenge is adding in a $50 million Paul George, but if you're also getting rid of, you know, Paul, Chris and, you know, Wiggins and some of these other guys, you start to get to at least it's theoretically possible. I wouldn't put my money on it. I wouldn't say it's going to happen. But for you Warriors fans, you know, you have a few days to dream.
So you're saying there's a chance. I love to hear that. Eric Pincus, Bleacher Report, NBA writer, senior writer here on 95.7 The Game. So DeJounte Murray now with the Pelicans. Does this mean that Brandon Ingram is more likely to get traded with just 1 year left in his deal?
Well, you know, I've always sort of felt like something has to give. This is a team that never pays the luxury tax. We talked about how the Warriors could choose to go that direction, but it's really just money, and money hasn't been a problem for this team, whereas in New Orleans, that's not their history. They're like opposite ends of the spectrum. Warriors are basically always in the tax, and the Pelicans are flat out never. So are they suddenly going to be this team that is a tax team? I mean, I'm going to say no. Until they prove otherwise, I don't believe that they would be. So with that in mind, I also would say that, like, Ingram is a really nice player, but to be the best Brandon Ingram, he needs the ball in his hands, and you need to run your offense through him. And there were times when Zion was hurt where that was the best that the Pelicans had to offer, and they were pretty damn good doing that. However, when Zion was healthy, they were better with Zion running it. And that's probably the destination for that team, is hope Zion's healthy, build a team around him. They seem committed still to CJ McCollum, who's very expensive, but is also somebody they value. And Ingram, if he's about to get a new giant deal, which he is, I just don't know that they can afford him. And now DeJounte Murray has the ball too. He's a ball handling guard. Plus CJ is a ball handling guard. And Zion is basically, at times, a point forward or point center even at times. Where does Ingram fit in that? So I agree with you. Again, this is breaking news while we were on the call, so I haven't run any projections or anything. But I could see that Ingram, in a sense, is the fallback for the Sixers. I don't love it for them, but I get it. I get, like, that's the best player they can get in this moment in time when they have the ability to get with cap room. And I could see that. It's not a perfect fit, but you have three talented players together, Tyrese Maxey, Brandon Ingram, Joel Embiid. They don't all 100% fit because Ingram's not a great catch-and-shoot guy. But at the same time, get talent. You have a coach like Nick Nurse who, shoot, he'll do anything. And I mean that in the most positive way. Right. Like, as a coach, he's a kitchen sink guy. I respect the kitchen. I'm more of a kitchen sink guy. And I don't have any sort of scruples in, like, playing the right way. No, the right way is to figure out how to win with the talent that you have. And that's a Nick Nurse philosophy, right or wrong. And so, get the best pieces, figure it out. And that's a direction. I don't know if it's the direction, but that's a possible direction.
Eric, great stuff, man. Thank you so much. Thank you for the time today.
Of course. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
All right, there it is. Eric Pincus, Bleacher Report.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.